Blog Talk Radio.
Hola, bien bonjour, guten Tag. What else do I know? Let me see. I know a few greetings in foreign languages, and I love to share them on the show. There's another language for you, Ebonics. Oh, no, she didn't. Oh, yes, she did. Oh, no, she didn't. Oh, yes, she did. Shoot. What's up, people? What's up, my people? Welcome to the I'm Just Saying Show. I'm Carla G, a.k.a. CG. It's Sunday. It's March 22nd, the year of our Lord, 2015. I'm back after a week off, but I really didn't have the week off. I just wasn't able to do the show. It happens. It happens a few times a year. But I'm proud to say, do you know how many years I've been doing this program? I've been on Blog Talk Radio since, I don't know, early 2009. Is that something or what? Yeah. You know, I need to take it more seriously. I really do. And perhaps I will be. Oh, and you know what? I'm already starting to count the ums that I do. So I know I just did one. I've been on the air now, what, over a minute. And I'm not sure how many I've said. I said at least one. So, like I said, somebody out there, oh, and hello to everybody on the phones. Good morning to you. Glad to see you there. Glad that you didn't forget about me. You know, out of sight, out of mind. So I'm glad that the week interruption that we had didn't cause you to forget that there is, and I'm just saying, show. Okay. So let's see. Oh, there was a little bit of an but I think that's the normal So people just say that. Maybe I shouldn't say so. Anyway, let's move along, shall we? I'm tongue-tied as usual. I don't know why. I will say this. Today, I woke up with a nervous stomach. I still have a little bit of a, I don't know, my stomach hurts a little bit. I have some issues on my mind. I don't know if that's what's causing my stomach to hurt. I think I just ate something wrong. That's usually what happens. But I do sometimes suffer from a nervous estomago. So that's Spanish, you know, for stomach. And so perhaps that's what's going on. But I don't know. Generally speaking, I feel pretty good. Not happy about the weight that I cannot seem to get off of me. Just get off of me! I don't know why it's here. I guess I know why it's here. Maybe this is a topic I can talk about next week. Let me mention a few things. Please connect on Twitter, at IJSTweets. So, you know, you have to go to twitter.com and then you go to at IJSTweets. Just connect and be happy to have you connecting and showing your support. That's one thing. The other thing is that you hopefully are doing your taxes, because now we are in the second half of March, so you have less than 30 days to do your taxes. Taxes are important. Even if you, well, let's see, if you're somebody who maybe didn't make a lot of money last year, that is, you didn't make enough money where you think you don't have to file a return, yet you participated in the Affordable Care Act coverage, that is to say, perhaps you received a subsidy, you still need to file your taxes. Yeah, you still need to file a tax return. So I'm just encouraging you to do that. Don't be like me. You know what? I'm not really a procrastinator. Well, I am, but part of the time I'm not a procrastinator. So I always have to wait until the end of January before my employer submits or sends me my W-2 or W-4, whichever one it is, W-2. And so let's say I receive it on January 31st. Let's just say that. Well, when I receive it on January 31st, I am not ready to sit down and start preparing my taxes. So I don't. In fact, I'm not even, I do think about it when maybe perhaps on the 1st of January, I'm like, oh, right, it's a new year, got to do my taxes, oh boy, woo. But then I don't really think about it anymore. Then, like I said, when I get the W-2, I'm not ready that day to sit down and do it. But maybe that's where I should change my strategy. Maybe I should be prepared on the day that I receive the W-2 to do my taxes or to start doing them. Because what happens is I pretty much go through the month of February not even thinking about it. Doesn't matter how many H&R Block commercials I see, it doesn't cross my mind that, hey, I need to start doing taxes. So I don't. It's not until March arrives and I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to do my taxes. That's when I start procrastinating. That is when I start the procrastination. I don't know why I do that, but I do. Well, I do know why I do that. I do it because I hate doing my taxes. Who likes to do taxes? Nobody, except accountants. And I don't know if they really like to do them. They just, yeah, I guess they like to do them. I guess the thing, the term money crunchers or numbers crunchers, I guess they're accountants because they know what it involves and they like doing it. I do not hand my taxes over to anybody. I do it myself. But it's not a big deal because I don't make enough money where I have to worry about anything. And if the IRS felt like they wanted to audit me, well, wow, they really wouldn't have had anything else better to do because I am definitely not somebody that they need to be tracking down and worrying about filing back taxes. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Anyway, I named the topic today sleepwalking. And this is what I mean by sleepwalking. I'm asking anybody out there listening live and to the podcast. Oh, and by the way, let me tell you the phone number, 646-716-4732. Because if I hit a nerve and you say, oh, I've got to say something, then that's the number you want to dial, 646-716-4732. And then furthermore, you want to press the number 1. Gives me an indication that you have something, that you're just bouncing in your chair and you've got to tell me something, and I pull you into the conversation. And then we're connected, right? And then when you hang up, then you go to Twitter and you go to @IJSTweets, and then we're really connected, right? All right, but anyway, 15-minute show, Carla. Let's get going here. Are you sleepwalking? Are you a sleepwalker? And what I mean is, are you somebody that thinks it's really okay to smoke marijuana? You know, now it's been legalized. Hey, you can just be token all day and be slightly out of your mind like the entire day, and that's really okay. Hey, I get to do this. Yeah, man, it's really good. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it done. No, I've never, ever, ever smoked marijuana, and I don't expect that I ever will. And I don't mean that I've put it in my mouth and I've not inhaled. I mean I've never, ever, ever smoked marijuana, and I don't think that I ever, ever will. I definitely do not have any intentions of it. If somebody feeds it to me secretly, well, you know, I don't expect that to happen either because I try to choose my friends wisely. Now, I understand people are going around, you know, marijuana is it's lightweight, it's not heavy duty, it can't hurt you, it's just marijuana, chill, be cool. Here's the thing. There's a lot of turmoil going on in the world, okay? Let's just start with that. We got a guy being hung some kind of way, mysteriously in Mississippi. We got frat boys on buses saying about nigger can't be an SAE. Oh, yeah, I said the N-word because, as you know, on this show, I think it's really ridiculous to say the phrase the N-word. Let's just say the word. Anyway, you got people over in the Middle East chopping off heads of people. You got money laundering, human trafficking, dogs and cats. I don't know. What's going on in the world? So my point about the sleepwalking is if you are somebody who's really just A-OK with constantly smoking marijuana and being high just because you can or just because you think it's fun and it's harmless. No. Here's my personal problem with it. Here's what I want you to say. You want your brain, your mind to be focused, friends and family. You want to be ready and prepared for that potential bad occurrence. Like if you're just in the store and you're at a museum, say, somewhere, and somebody just runs in and decides that they're going to plant a bomb and blow it up. Well, you know, your chances of getting out might be pretty slim. But if you're high and you're not able to think clearly and focus, you may not be able to think your way out of it. But if you're clear and focused and not high on some dope or some alcoholic beverage, then you, and I'm even going to throw in sugar, you know, you're not like losing your brain over too much sugar in your head, you might be able to save yourself. Let's say you're like in an airport in New Orleans, for example, and some crazed person comes in spraying stuff and building a machete. It might take you a second or two longer, seriously, if you're high, to figure out what's going on, right? Okay? So you need to be clear and alert all times. That's my message. Don't be a sleepwalker. I don't want to argue with you about it. I'm saying don't be a sleepwalker. I'm saying change your values. Stop thinking that it's okay to be high because it's legal now. Yeah, in that sense, it's okay to be high because it's legal in some states. But in a personal sense, it's never okay to be high. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to revise that. I will revise that. Well, I'm going to revise it to say it's in my opinion, it's never okay to be high. But if I wanted to substitute alcohol in there, there's still alcohol. Alcohol is legal as well. Perhaps when you're at a party, use it at a party. But still, some way, somebody somewhere needs to be like designated, I'm going to be clear-headed person. You get what I'm saying, people? I'm saying let's not be sleepwalkers. Let's keep our minds clear. Let's do away with the marijuana. Let's do away with the alcohol. Let's do away with the tons and tons of sugar that slows our brains and, you know, mucks it up in there. Let's do away with all that. Or let's try. Let's hold hands together right now, one another, and let's just send power to one another to overcome our, what is it, cravings that we might be having for this stuff? I don't know. Again, we all know I'm not really trying to go on my high horse about, because we know I have that high horse over here. I'm not trying to be on the high horse today. I'm simply suggesting and strongly encouraging us to consider that when we're high, we're basically in a state of sleepwalking. And think about it. If you're with somebody, don't you want them to be clear-headed? You don't want them giggling all the time and laughing and looking like they're half asleep about something. If something were to jump off, let's say like you're in a movie theater and some guy just jumps up and starts shooting at you. I mean, it's terrible. Those are probably not the best examples or best reasons for not being high, but that's why I want you to not be high, because I want you to be clear-headed. Okay? So that's it. Stop with the sleepwalking. Don't be a sleepwalker. All right? Connect on Twitter at IJSTweets. Come back next week, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. That's the show. As I've been saying also, be kind, stay safe, get rich, and let's stay rich. All right? Cheerio, mates.